everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of The Entrepreneur Experiment with me, Gary Fox. It's a Monday. That means it's Idea Lab time. So let's jump in the lab. If you're new around here, on a Monday, we do what's called the Idea Lab, where I reveal cool trends, ideas, or just stuff I've seen over the last week that I feel will make us all better entrepreneurs. Today, we're looking at something that was sparked by a tweet I saw from Cody Sanchez about financial crashes, periods of inflation or recession, and how long it takes for the market to come back and what we can learn. I'll also reveal the three things that you guaranteed you should do during these times. First, we have a big giveaway, and I'm going to do a big giveaway every single week on the podcast for the next month. Huge treats coming your way if you stay tuned. Today, I'm going to give away two tickets to the Dublin Tech Summit, which takes place on the 15th and 16th of June. And the good news is it's in person. It's real. It's in real life. It's in the RDS. I think there's going to be like 8,000 attendees, a huge range of speakers, including this guy. I'm going to be there chatting to some of the world's best entrepreneurs and tech innovators. And you can be there too. I have two tickets to give away this week. They're worth nearly €800. Pretty class prize. I'm treating you this week. So if you want to win, this is an Instagram competition. So all you got to do is follow me on Instagram, Mr. Gary Fox, MR Gary Fox, and The Entrepreneur Experiment, and just share today's episode. That's all you got to do. Very simple. Be following me and share today's episode. And you will be in a chance of winning a pair of tickets for the Dublin Tech Summit worth €800. That is pretty sweet. Quick shout out to my sponsor, as always, Sage. Sage are with me for all of 2022, and I cannot just emphasize how important that is for me to be able to produce the pod with such a partner. Sage are the number one provider of payroll, finance, and HR software to small and medium-sized businesses, just like me and you, all across the globe. If you act fast, you can get 4 months free Sage right now. Go to sage.com or click the link in the description below. Now, quick one before we start. I have revealed a new challenge. So I dreamt this up during the week. I'm going to challenge myself for the end of 2022 to interview all six founders of the Irish-founded unicorns. So if you're not familiar with what a unicorn is, it is a magical horse, but it's also a company. It's also a company worth over €1 billion. And we have six of them that are founded here in Ireland. That's the key differentiator. So I've already got one done, and that was Aidan Corbett from Wayflyer. If you haven't listened to that one, go back and listen. It is definitely one of my best episodes, and I've been told independently that it is. So there you go. I'm my own worst critic, so I never see that, but go and listen to it. The other six are, and they're the five, I should say, are Flipdish, Let's Get Checked, Intercom, Workhuman, and Finergo. So if you can connect me with anyone, people in those companies, let's do it. Let's do it as a team. Let's collect the whole set before the end of the year. It's amazing. I put that up on social media 3 hours ago. I've already got like over 100 interactions with the post, and I've got two direct intros already. I love social media when it's used correctly. Right, on to today's topic. So we're going to look at, so I ignore, not that I ignore most of the news, but I definitely don't listen to the radio every day. I definitely don't listen to the doom and gloom or read newspapers every day. I read newspapers once at the weekends, read the Financial Times and the Sunday Times, and occasionally the Business Post, and kind of get a holistic view of what's going on. But obviously there's a huge period of inflation going on, and people love to kind of moan about things and complain about things that are outside their control, when in reality you should just be doubling down and focusing on yourself. Having said that, there will be no shortage of people predicting things over the next 12 to 24 months, right? Everyone's going to predict when things are going to bounce back, when the bottom is going to hit, what you should be doing, things you should always do in a period of inflation. You need to be able to decide for yourself, right? So I look back quickly at five periods in the globe when things went a little bit crazy, starting with the Wall Street crash back in 1929. And I'm going to tell you how long it took each one to recover. And this is why you should never listen to predictions. I'm going to reveal that now. So the Wall Street crash in 1929, the markets completely crashed and declined for the next 3 years. So it's really famous. It was probably the first major one apart from the tulip frenzy back in, I think, the 1600s. And the recovery from the Wall Street crash took 25 years. Now it's very different times. Next up, we've Black Monday in 1987. The markets fell by more than 20%. And this was actually, I didn't know this. Here's your little bit of trivia for today. This was accelerated by the introduction of computerized trading back in the late 80s. And that apparently exacerbated the problem and made it way worse. This one bounced back fast. And the market was back in 2 years. So back by 1989. Then you have the dot-com crash in the early 2000s. And that was a drop of 80% of market value between 2000 and 2002, mainly in tech stocks, but in the wider market as well. And it varies in this one. Experts kind of contrast and conflict on this. Look, all of these are estimates. There's no one can predict exactly when it came back correctly because you got to base it on different things. But the experts reckon it took 15 years to get all the recovery back from the dot-com crash. That was early 2000s. Then the financial crash and the recession in 2008. This is the only one I properly lived through. Obviously, I lived through the dot-com crash, but I was a bit oblivious at the time. The financial crash in 2008 was the first one where I was fully, I suppose, affected and engaged by. And estimates on this one say they took 4 years to recover. Now, these are mostly based on the stock market because in reality, that's the only thing you can kind of benchmark off, right? And that broadly doesn't relate exactly to small businesses like me and you, but it's just a benchmark, okay? So it's not hard and fast. So 2008 financial crash happened and they reckon 4 years to recover. If I'm honest, I think it was way longer. But anyway. And then COVID crash, 2020. So we're very familiar with this one. This is so raw in our memories. The market dropped 11%, 10% and 13% over 3 weeks at the start of February. Sorry, at the end of February, start of March 2020. This time, the market came back within, if you're playing along at home, now's the time to do your guess. The market bounced back in 2 months. That is unreal. So a decline of 34% and it was back within 2 months. I think we all remember those times. People were getting rich. People were becoming millionaires just trading on GameStop shares. So what's the whole point of all this message, right? What am I getting at here? What I'm getting at is that if we go into a massive period of recession sparked by inflation, no one knows what will happen. It could end in 2 months. It could end in 15 years. It could end in 25 years. So my core thesis today is to ignore people making predictions because no one has a clue. And why people do that, you'll see people like, you know, Gary Vee, David McWilliams, all these high profile people making predictions because they're going to be right at some stage, right? And that's, you only need to be right once, you know, to make your name as one of these great, you know, seers of the future. You only have to be right once. That's what people remember. You can keep taking shots and you'll be right once. And that's the clip you'll play. You'll clip that bit of the podcast or that bit of the TV interview and you go, look, I called this back in 2022. I said it was going to be 2 months and there it was. Now hire me for a huge consultancy fee. No one knows. And I've spoken to a little personal story. I had a landlord I worked with on the Airbnb business, one of the most singularly impressive people I've ever met and had the chance to work with. And I would have these regular check-in meetings with him. And he was an absolute beast to work with. He would just, it was done. Whatever you said needed to be done, it would be done. And I always tried to treat him the same way. And I would have probably 6 month check-ins with him and we'd have a coffee. And he'd be very matter of fact. We weren't best buds by any stretch of the imagination, but he was so impressive and such an impressive character that I finally plucked up the courage to ask him. He'd had quite a good investment that paid off just before the last recession, and he'd sold off it's a very famous project, so I won't name it. He'd sold off a very famous part of a famous project here in Ireland just before it all came crashing down. And I'd wanted to ask him this question for ages. I'd kind of been building up the courage because I'd kind of known and I'd done my research. So eventually, over a coffee, I was like, you know, so, you know, back when you sold X, you know, how did you know that that was the right time to sell? Because looking back, you look like you can tell the future. And he goes, oh yeah, Gary, 100% honest with you. That was entirely luck. So there you go. If people are truly honest, and he was, a lot of it comes down to luck. Now, obviously, there's indicators and signals and trends that you can look at. But as an entrepreneur, what does this mean for you, right? What am I driving at for you as an entrepreneur listening to this? I'm driving at a couple of things. Number one, try avoid the noise where possible. You know, obviously you can't avoid inflation. You have to look at that for your business and you have to increase prices if your supplies are being increased. But my point is, avoid anything you can't do anything about. So avoid sitting down the pub or in the cafe, just bitching and moaning about the problems. Unless you can physically do something about it, get on with the things you can do stuff about. The only thing you really need to do and should do in a period of uncertainty is invest in yourself, whether that's your health or your education. Invest in your business, so make sure you're on a financially solid footing. Make sure you have cash on hand. Make sure you're not overstretched. Make sure all the basics are done right. It's like when you're doing a fitness program, we're always looking for those magic kind of supplements or that magic one or two things that'll make it easier or faster. When in reality, it's the 80%, it's the 80-20 rule. Make sure the fundamentals are rock solid. Make sure your accounts are solid. Make sure all your leases are solid. All your agreements are in place. Are your client agreements solid? And then the final thing is just keep showing up. Don't get distracted or despondent and start going, oh, what's the point? Inflation. Oh, what's the point? Recession. Everything's so expensive. What's the point? Just keep showing up. Marginal gains. We talk about this all the time on the pod. Marginal gains. Keep showing up. And if you keep showing up, you'll be 1% closer to the goal than you were yesterday. And when I do these idea labs, I'm mainly speaking to myself, if I'm honest. These are mainly the things I'm trying to keep at the front of my mind. And I kind of do the pod like a diary almost, so that I can look back and go, okay, yeah, there's where our head needs to be at. So that's it. I hope you enjoyed that one. I think it's important to keep a bit of perspective. Okay. If you zoom out over a long enough period of time, everything looks small. This too shall pass. I saw that sign at the start of COVID. A neighbor actually sprayed it up on part of his wall. It sounds more ghetto than it is. This too shall pass. And he left it there. It's full funny. He painted his wall since. Big, huge wall. He painted his wall since. And he just has that left. A little stencil. The bottom corner of his wall. He's painted the wall a different color since. But he's left that little corner. I love it. I see it on my walks every single day. And it's very inspiring. This too shall pass. Before you go, go enter the competition right now. Whatever you're listening on. Whether it's Apple, Spotify, wherever. Just use the share episode function on your phone. Just tag me, Mr. Gary Fox, The Entrepreneur Experiment. Share this, and you could be off to the Web Summit on the 15th and 16th of June. Those tickets are worth €800. And I'm also going to do a little bit of a meetup at the Tech Summit for anyone that wins and for members of my community. So if you win, you can come along and join. So I'll see you next Thursday. We have a huge episode on Thursday. We are chatting to Chupi Sweetman, the founder of Chupi. It is an incredible chat. She's so frank and so inspiring. And I will see you back here on Thursday for the chat with Chupi. Have a savage week.